In the final years of Alexander's reign, there were signs that he was losing confidence in this rationalistic faith in how order would somehow lead to happiness. And he began to express, especially to those clear to him, growing doubts that human beings could ever make the world a better place. In fact, he began in many ways to look more and more like a crowned Hamlet, as it was said of him, wringing his hands over suffering and evil in the world, and above all, over his own inabilities to really make life better, whether as a mighty, powerful Grozny Tsar, or even, as was more his instincts, as a gentle, caring, loving Tishaishi Tsar. These doubts were reinforced as he began to travel around Russia. Here, he witnessed firsthand the real sufferings of his people, the real backwardness of his country, even of many of the nobles who weren't in Petersburg or Moscow, but lived back in their states, backward, poor, suffering. And he really wondered whether there was anything a mere tsar could do to change people, to change conditions in a way that would truly bring happiness. The optimism of his early years was clearly beginning to fade. These doubts were, of course, reinforced by his growing religious mysticism, and vice versa, this mysticism reinforced his doubts. During the Napoleonic Wars in particular, Alexander became what might be called reborn as a Christian. Indeed, he spoke often as if he had just been converted to Christianity, something he hadn't fully understood before. As a result, he became more pious, practicing religion more intensely, more engaged in prayer, and more mystical in his way of thinking about what it was he was doing. Public prayer, religious ceremony became more and more part of his reign. And he also began to talk more and more about how religious faith, rather than secular changes in the world, was really the only and certainly the best way to ensure people's happiness. He wasn't sure they could be happy on this world. He began to talk more and more about they could certainly and probably only be happy in the next. And the key moment in what might be called his existential crisis, undermining the sort of optimism that truly drove rulers like Peter the Great and Catherine the Great before him, this key moment was a terrible, terrible flood that occurred nearly at the end of his reign in St. Petersburg in 1824. This was common. The city often had flooded. Peter the Great had built the city on the edge of a sea in a swampy area in which it was not unusual for the winds and the rising waters to drown St. Petersburg. And this is what happened in 1824. And for a lot of observers, especially at this time, in this really one of the worst floods, indeed the worst flood in a century in the city, since the city had been created, was seen as a sort of failure of rationalism, a sort of failure of the limited power of human beings to control nature, to impose order on the world, the very thing Petersburg was meant to symbolize. And we don't actually know what Alexander thought as he traveled about the city and viewed this horrific disaster, which drove people out of their homes, drowned many. We do know that he did travel about the city, and that at one point he had his carriage stop on a high point where he could see the entire devastation before him, climbed out of his carriage, gazed at this disaster, and according to all reports, wept at that moment. I don't think it's too fanciful to suggest that these were what might be described as philosophical tears, tears of disappointment, tears of deep existential doubts about the capacity of human beings to change the world, as well as a sort of the tears of the type of angelic sympathy for which he was known. Next time, we look at different voices of disappointment, even disappointment in Alexander himself, at idealistic noblemen who were disappointed above all by the failed promises of Alexander's reign, by his own optimistic moves toward reforming, modernizing the state, and ending serfdom. And they, in this case, decided to take unprecedented public action to really change Russia.